89WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to wisconsinvalleyconference.org and click on Wausau West. Chad Holmes again from the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse. Warrior boys over DC Everest 58-45 in this Division I regional semifinal. A minute 35 to go. And boy, again, stick around for our post game. We'll get a chance to talk to the coach, Nate Lemons. Get a chance, I hope, to talk to a player as well. But they've really stepped up here tonight. Really. And the free throw is good by Bennett Matson. You love to see it. I mean, these guys have really, in a big situation, pressure game, because the Warriors, the sixth seed against a really tough 11, it was a tough draw, but yet they didn't care. They got ready, and they were able to perform here tonight. Right-hand side, off the hands of Preby and out of bounds, and the ball back to West. 1:19 to go, 59-45 Warriors. Inbounded, ahead of the pack, Bennett Matson. Bennett to the hole, lays it up and in. And the Warriors can start celebrating. 61-45, a minute 15 to go. Into the forecourt comes Everest. Edwards on the right wing, 24 feet from the basket. Moves it left-hand side, Studeman. Up for a three-pointer, no good. Battle for the board, and who else but Griffin Lang will grab it for the Warriors. 1 minute even to go, 16-point lead for the Warriors. Right-hand side with it is Bennett Matson. Matson has it knocked away. Picked up by Preby, and he'll be fouled. Team foul number 6 on West. Well, this was worth the trip back. came back from Madison, and again, it was a tough one this afternoon for the Warrior hockey team, but still a great year to get back to states in that tough bracket. Wausau West hockey team finishes 21 wins, 7 losses. Fell 8-4 today to Notre Dame Academy. Missing the running layup is Xavier Edwards. Rebounds grabbed by Jackson Riley. But it makes you feel better here getting the Warrior boys with a big win against a rival like DCE. Out top with it is Walvogel. Left-hand side, Jackson Riley. 34 seconds to go. And it looks as though maybe the Evergreens are willing to let the Warriors milk the clock. Left-hand side, the Warrior students start to make some noise. Great to see as many show up, because I think a lot of them were down at the hockey game today, made the quick trip back like I did, and they are on their feet, and the Wausau West Warriors down to 13. They're just going to dribble it out. They can start their celebration, and a big, big win. 61-45 over the DC Everest Evergreens. 18-7 for the Warriors. They continue on. Evergreens finish up their season at 13-12. We will come back, have our post game, have our opportunity to talk with the coach, and I think a player, I hope. 61-45, Wausau West. This is Warrior Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
In education-based sports, sportsmanship is what matters. It goes beyond the X's and O's. It's the difference mutual respect makes. It's what character looks like. It's what defines us here in Wisconsin. In school sports, winning is exhilarating, but it isn't more important than how the game is played. Let's embrace the ideals of sportsmanship in our communities and at high school events. A message from Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites. We're about building our community, too. That's why, for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Wisconsin high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Cat Holmes back again from the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse, where the Warrior boys basketball team earns a very impressive 61-45 win over the D.C. Everest Evergreens tonight. We'll talk to the coach and a player guest coming up pretty soon. But, again, in a big situation, this group of young men, the group of coaches, stepped up big time in order to earn a big W and a chance to play again tomorrow night. Let's see here. I'm going to try to see if we got a score on the Eau Claire Memorial, Eau Claire North game that is going on tonight. Well, some other scores to report. Marshfield in this bracket, the number 2 seed. They defeated number 15-seeded Appleton East 53-38 tonight. No score yet on the Eau Claire Memorial, Eau Claire North game. Appleton North, the number 5 seed in this bracket, beat number 12 Superior 66-42. Number 1 seed of Kaukauna beat number 17 Appleton West 94-58. So again, still waiting to see the Warriors. If Eau Claire Memorial wins the game tonight, they would play at Eau Claire Memorial. The number 3 seed in the bracket. If Eau Claire North wins, the Warriors would play here. And Memorial did beat North 75-50. So the Warriors will travel to Memorial coming up tomorrow night. But I think the Warriors are more than ready to do that. And again, I'm going to do everything I can to try to get there. I don't know if it's possible humanly. I'm going to have to look at some of the numbers. But in terms of mileage from Madison, Middleton to Eau Claire Memorial High School. But even if I show up a little bit late, maybe it's worth it. I don't know. I got some thinking to do. I got thinking to do on my drive back to Middleton tomorrow for the Storm State Championship game. But we got to figure out a way to see the Warrior boys tomorrow night against Eau Claire Memorial. Looking at the numbers of this one for D.C. Evers, 20 points for Casey Studeman. He had a big night. 7 2-pointers, 1 3-pointer, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line for Studeman. 10 points for Cohen Preby. He had a pair of 3-pointers, a 2-pointer, and 2 for 2 at the free throw line. 11 points for Xavier Edwards, 1 3-pointer, 4 2-pointers. 4 points for Cade Felch. He had a field goal and 2 for 3 at the free throw line. So 4 3-pointers, 13 2-pointers, 7 of 9 at the stripe for D.C. Everest. For the Wausau West Warriors, 17 points scored by Griffin Lang. He had 5 2-pointers, a pair of 3-pointers, and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. 16 points for Bennett Madsen. He had 5 2-pointers, a 3-pointer, and 3 out of 6 at the stripe. 12 points for Miles Wallvogel. He was money from beyond the arc. 4 3-pointers for his 12 points. Kargi Cooper had 8 points, a pair of 3-point field goals, and a 2-pointer. So for the Warriors, they had 11 3-point field goals tonight. 11! 11 threes, 12 twos, 4 out of 8 at the free throw line for their 61 points. Warriors 61, Evergreens 45. We'll come back, talk to the coach in a few moments. This is Warrior Basketball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
And Chad Humph back again from the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse, where the Wausau West boys basketball team earns a 61-45 victory over the D.C. Evers Evergreens tonight, and a trip to Eau Claire tomorrow to take on the Old Abes of Memorial, joined by Coach Nate Lemons. And number one, congratulations. What an outstanding effort. I don't know exactly what you guys worked on in the last week, but obviously you came exceptionally well prepared tonight against DCE.
Yeah, whatever we did well tonight, that's what we worked on, Chad. That's what we'll let everybody know, right? That's what we'll make them believe. No, all we did was worked on really is just getting better at us. I thought offensively the last, you know, 3 or 4 games we were kind of hit or miss, and we got guys taking shots that can make shots that just weren't shooting the ball really well. And so obviously we look like geniuses tonight as coaches, The kids made shots. And so when they make shots, things look right and things look good and offense looks good. But I thought we did a really good job of getting great shots, moving the basketball, and these guys have a lot of confidence in each other, mm-hmm. so that the ball moves.
Right.
And then they have a lot of confidence in themselves, and just a great group of kids to coach. And I cannot say enough about Brady Phelps's effort tonight. Just, he's a kid that has had to step up with Nico going down, and his ability to rebound and be physical. You know, and then Miles, the kid's just a winner. He's just a winner. I think I tell him every game that I'm going to punch him, because he does something that ticks me off. But he's just one of those kids that he's fearless. He's just not afraid of the big moment, and I'm glad he's on my team. And then, you know, I brought Will up here because,
absolutely.
You know, Will's a junior, and he's a kid that's kind of been a tweener split, and he's done nothing but lead the JV guys and play his heart out. And then he comes up to practice, and you don't hear boo from him, and he's a guy that you want to keep him around because, one, he gives you such great effort and energy, and two, he's going to have to step in next year and play mm-hmm. a role for our team, and I'm so proud of him for just his willingness to be a great teammate, his willingness to compete his tail off, and just the attitude he brings. People don't notice that, but that stuff makes a big difference in a team mm-hmm. and why you win 18 games, and I'm really proud of him for that.
And before I talk to the guys, both ends of the court tonight. I mean, obviously you've made shots, and I mean, you've been waiting a long time, I think, for a playoff night like this where yep. the shots were dropping in. But the defense, and even Studeman got his 20. I thought you guys made him work really hard, and you did a wonderful job tonight of not letting Felch, not letting Preby get off. I mean, talk about the defense here.
Well, that was the plan. We said, you know, twos, you know, Studeman, he's going to miss some. So, you know, let's make him earn those. And Benny did a great job of, you know, you just got to – you can't let them catch it clean early. And,
right.
and so doing your work early and pushing them out, I thought we did a really good job of that. And Brady and Bennett were able to fight foul trouble a little bit early. Matthew came in and gave us some great minutes. But we were okay with that. We just didn't want someone to get loose.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like the first two times we played, someone just got loose and had, like, those momentum scoring games.
Right.
And so I thought we did a great job. And then on the glass, I thought was so crucial. How good we were on the glass. Just, wow, holy man. And I just, the toughness that we displayed, that Chad, this is why this team is so fun to coach, is because yeah. they compete, they have grit. And then to see it kind of come together on a big stage like this, a great crowd, I'm really proud of those guys, and they deserve it.
And the challenge. I know a lot of folks saying, oh, sixth team, you earn a six, and then Everest comes in basically just across town. You guys didn't care. You guys came out here and just executed, took the challenge. That's something you got to be proud of as well.
Yeah, well, I've never been someone to really care who I'm playing.
Right.
Let's just go out and beat them. And, you know, they're a really good team. They're well coached. And I think their physicality is a bad matchup for us at times. Mm-hmm. So that's where I was so proud of our grit, because we have to be tougher. We're not stronger. We're not more athletic. We have to be tougher. And we were tonight. And then you compile that with our ability to make some plays on the offensive end. We just kept keeping them away. And then obviously Miles Berry's the big one in the corner when they were kind of, there was a kind of hope. We got, you saw the contentment that drives me nuts, right?
Yeah.
Chad, you saw that.
I did.
And then we answered the bell. And I thought we handled adversity all night really, really well.
Congratulations.
All right, thank you.
Miles, we'll start with you. Congratulations. Were you feeling it tonight?
Yes, I was.
Right away. I mean, the first shot. What did you do?
I play a little baseball with all those guys on the bench because they're all my buddies. We all play on the same travel team. They were telling me to take my mouth guard. I only had a few words for them after I buried it.
But number one, coming out there, and that's something I noticed all year long with the guys we've talked to that come into the game off the bench. There's no doubt that you guys can come in there and fit right in. Is that what the coach basically says? Hey, get out there, jump right in.
They tell us we are just as good as starters, so we can play with them anytime.
How have you changed as a player from the start of the year to right now? Because obviously as a young player, you're taking strides.
Yeah.
What have been the biggest strides you've taken?
I'm getting really better at handling the ball and pressure. Because I remember my freshman year, I'd always like be a little hesitant and turn it over here and there. And now I feel like I'm really comfortable with the rock in my hand.
And what about the last two games? Because I thought late in the season after Nico went down, it took a little adjustment there. The pieces changed a little bit. I thought you played an outstanding game against Merrill to wrap up the regular season,
yep.
and here tonight as well. What has come together the last two games?
We're just trying to find someone to fill that role, and I feel like me and Jackson really did that really well. And we just went out there and played our game.
Are you ready for a trip to Memorial tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Will Butala, hey, nice to have you up here. Coach, we're talking about, you know, being a tweener. And obviously, I bet you want to be out there in the varsity game, but you're getting the opportunity to be somebody that's important on the JV squad. What's your mindset right now as a basketball player? Because obviously, you're probably being torn in a couple of different ways. Number one, you want to play, but you also want to probably play under the bright lights as well. What's your mindset right now?
I think it's just being a great teammate and then just being confident in myself and where I'm at with basketball and just getting better and looking to next year and just being a part of this offense next year.
What are your strengths for those folks that, you know, they come here for the varsity, may not see you as much, but may come here and see you in a JV game earlier in the year? What are the things that you do well?
I think just being a leader and just, like, being somebody that can encourage people and hype them up and not blaming people and stuff.
Every time I've talked to one of you guys up here, there's a talk about, and I think people underestimate chemistry on the team. It seems like the chemistry is pretty good on this team. Is this a team that really gets along well?
Yeah, I think it's just a great chemistry that we're just having fun out there, and we're just, like, vibing off of each other and stuff, and we're just, like, flowing. And it's just, it comes in practice, too, and it's just fun out there, and that's what basketball is.
And what about tonight? I mean, I can't imagine how much fun it was to be feeling that energy down there with a big crowd, a great student section, and to make 11 three-pointers. We don't see that with the Warriors that often. What was the feel down there? Was it building as, hey, we're hitting shots here tonight? It's really coming along.
Yeah, I think it was just we hit a couple, and then it was just momentum. And it was just, like, fun to watch, just to see everybody hitting them. And I was losing my voice out there. It was fun.
Is it going to be fun to go on the bus to Memorial and try to make something happen there tomorrow night?
Yeah, we'll have fun with that one.
Hey, congrats, and thanks for coming up.
Thank you.
Will Butala, Wausau West Warriors. Yeah, the Warriors tonight win it by a score of 61-45 over the D.C. Evergreens. Okay, tomorrow I'm going to be down in Madison, Middleton, for the Storm against Bay Area. Keep an eye on my socials. I'm going to try to do something here. I don't know how it's going to work, but it kills me not to be thinking I could see the Warriors and the Old Apes tomorrow night. But we know for sure we'll have the Storm. We know for sure that Tom Weaver is with the Marathon Red Raiders. But even if I have to arrive slightly late, I think I got to get over to Memorial tomorrow night. So keep an eye on what I'm doing. Tune in tomorrow during the Storm game. We'll try to figure it all out. But, again, just a great win tonight for the Warriors, 61-45 over the Evergreens. Thanks to our sponsors, without whose help we could not bring you Wausau West Warrior High School basketball. And thanks to you for joining us. Again, I'm Chad Holmes. Wausau West 61, D.C. Evers 45. This has been Warrior Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO. Wausau West Warrior High School Boys Basketball is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, Coast to Coast Marketing, and the Wausau West Athletic Department. This has been Wausau West Warrior High School Basketball on your home for the Warriors, 98.9 WXCO.
Is to not start with the places of disagreement, but to try to start with the places of agreement. What are the values that we share? Because if we can agree on the values, then we can actually have a more meaningful argument about the how. Meaning, how do we bring those values into fruition? How do we make our values that we agree on the reality in our shared world?
Yeah, absolutely.
Easier said than done, of course.
It is easier said than done. And to kind of piggyback off of what you were saying, you're right. It is a longer topic. And here in the next couple of weeks, we have some people who are going to be joining us in different parts of the state who are going to kind of address some of the things that they're seeing from, I hate to lean on what we do on Wednesdays with Greg Gunderson, but from their neck of the woods. So yep. I think it's going to be an interesting conversation. You're going to want to join us around the 19th. I'll give that little bug to everybody because I have the calendar in front of me. So I can tell everybody it's around the 19th. We're going to have those conversations. conversations. All right. Are we ready for another question? These are really good. You guys are rocking it. Ask Maggie at civicmedia.us. These are really good questions. This is a great one. And this actually came up today from a texter who is in the 608 listening on WMDX. And this was a conversation from the conversation you had with Professor Herrera just this afternoon. Ooh. This texter wants to know, after Biden cut almost all economic ties with Russia, how would Trump impose tariffs on a country that we don't actually trade with? And I know this is another one of those that's probably going to take a little bit more time to parse out at another point in time. But in 60 seconds, can you give us a general idea? Cal, start the bed whenever you are ready.
So I have to admit that I am not an expert on the various types of sanctions. There's all different sorts of these. Professor Herrera today mentioned blocking sanctions. There are different economic, effectively penalties where assets are frozen that sit in U.S. controlled or U.S. ally controlled bank accounts. There can be asset seizures, which impact the oligarchs that support Vladimir Putin in Russia. But I do not know what was put into place in detail from President Biden and if that has been changed at all. Obviously, Donald Trump, whether he's misinformed or not, thinks that there are additional sanction measures that can be put into place. And the last thing I'll say is we have to distinguish between trading and an economic sanction. Often they'll be related, but they're actually distinct concepts to a certain degree. So I, you know, Jamie, it's an interesting question, and I'll do some research before the next show to look at, hey, what was put in place for Russian sanctions under President Biden? What might Donald Trump actually be talking about, or is he just sort of making up things that don't actually match reality on the ground? I know that there, you know, the Russian oil pipeline is a big deal. We know that one of the inflationary pressures under the Biden administration, for example, was the Ukraine war and the fact that the Russian pipeline was effectively shut down and it was driving up oil prices globally. So, again, I think that's one to unpack. And I will always be happy to admit those areas where I'm not an expert and need to spend some time doing a little bit more homework.
Well, I love that, though. But you will do the homework and we will get to the bottom of it and we will figure it out and try to answer some of these questions, because we're trying to unpack this way of doing things just like everybody else as we go forward. It doesn't really feel like there's a right answer at this point in time. Now, this is a really good question, and I'm excited for you to answer this today, because Barb from the Northwoods emailed me. And she knows that you are an avid lover of games and yes, you love board games. And so she wants to know, Maggie Dawn, what do you think of this new Monopoly game that's taken out the paper money for an app? Have you seen that? It's going to be released in stores very, very soon. Are you gonna, how much time do you think you need on this? Because I know
30
how much
seconds.
Okay. All right, Cal, 30 seconds for her to get into to board games.
Oh, hell no, I don't want to use an app to play a board game. Isn't that the entire freaking point of a board game, that I'm not doing something electronically? And by the way, when I was a kid, didn't you always have one friend who always wanted to be the banker, but you had to watch him like a hawk to be sure that somehow like a 500 wasn't like magically making it into their pile of money? Come on, man. It's also the entire, you learn a little math when you're actually handling the paper. Hell, I will never use an app for Monopoly gameplay. No.
I knew there'd be some passion to that one. I knew it. And I think Barb did too. This is why I don't play board games, though, especially when there's money involved. No, it's just not happening. Not happening.
Oh, great question. Destroying the sanctity of Monopoly with an app. What is the world coming to? Folks, when we come back, I'm going to be joined by my most lovely colleague, Terry Barr, for what's good, local, and overlooked in the state of Wisconsin as we head off into the weekend, hopefully on a positive note. My thanks to my senior producer, Jamie, all of you for your great, great questions. Remember, ask Maggie at civicmedia.us. We'll be back with more after your farm update with Pam Yonke right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Just as
his heart. Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. CBS News Brief. South Carolina carries out its first execution by firing squad, the choice of Brad Sigmund, who killed his girlfriend's parents when she broke up with him. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
There could be a challenge that says when you don't have an option, then this does amount to cruel and unusual punishment.
President Trump defends his tariffs a day after he declared a weeks-long delay on many imports from Mexico and some from Canada.
We want to help companies create jobs. So I could have left that and you wouldn't have had a minor change. Instead, I was asked by the big majors, if they could do this. And I said, yeah, I'll do it.
New measles cases are recorded in New Mexico following the death of an unvaccinated individual. CBS's Alexander Tin reports.
Most cases have been in unvaccinated children, and at least two deaths have now been linked to the measles outbreak.
The first in Texas and now New Mexico. CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A win for the Wisconsin hockey team. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's hockey team skated to a 3-1 victory over Minnesota Duluth in the semifinals of the WCHA Final Faceoff Tournament hosted by Duluth. The Badgers outshot the Bulldogs 42-23. Wisconsin's Casey O'Brien scoring her 80th goal of the season, becoming the first female player in NCAA hockey to do so since 2018. Badgers goalie Ava McNaughton made 22 saves to earn her 32nd win of the year. The Badgers advanced to the finals on Sunday. NFL place kicker Mason Crosby at Lambeau Field, retiring as a Green Bay Packer, but says after a slump in 2012, he was concerned the team would cut him.
And Charles Woodson came up to me late in the year and he was just like, dude, are you trying to make kicks? And I was like, well, yeah. He's like, stop it. Don't try to make the, like, just be you. Do your job, right? Like, do the process.
Crosby retiring today after 16 years in Green Bay with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There might be a little trouble on Planet Netflix. Despite record gains last year, the streaming platform that seems to keep adding viewers and raising prices all at the same time saw its stock go down 8.5%, according to Variety, due to what most analysts are calling slower subscriber growth and a broader market reaction to President Trump's indecision on tariffs on Canada and Mexico. I know acting pretty much sounds like a cushy gig to most people outside the biz, but during an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live last week, actor Walton Goggins told the story of how he was bitten by a snake while filming episode 3 of season 3 of The White Lotus. The irony was that the snake was supposed to bite his co-star, Amy Lou Wood, who plays his girlfriend on the show. Macho Man Goggins owned up, though, and says he didn't exactly play it cool. Instead, he yelled, "Oh my God, I got bit by a snake," repeatedly in front of everyone. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight. Lows in the mid-teens. For tomorrow, a rain or snow shower with more clouds than sun and highs in the low 40s. Mostly sunny and around 50 on Sunday. Even warmer through much of next week.
It's 28 degrees right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian Lomax, defend the vote.
The SAVE Act will make it harder for all Americans to vote. Now you need a passport. Wisconsin specific, 5 million people don't have a passport. Now it's $130 per passport.
Even if you can afford to get a passport, that is a months-long process. Unless you planned a year ahead, you're not going to be able to vote.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Ready for the April election? Here's a special invitation for you. Join the free Protecting Justice for All conversation about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race Wednesday, March 12th from 5 till 7 p.m. at the Overture Center in Madison.
Up North News Radio host Pat Kreitlow, Civic Media's Todd Alba and Dan Schaefer will lead a guest discussion about the economy, education, environment, and more. Then stay for the candidates' debate watch party.
Attend in person or listen to live coverage from the Overture Center in Madison Wednesday night, March 12th from 5 till 7 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, if America alienates its allies, how will that affect us here in Wisconsin? Retired Major General Randy Manner joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
What is going on, everybody? Happy Friday. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I basically wait all week for Friday at 3:30 because I am joined by my good friend and yours, Terry Barr, my colleague here at Civic Media, for a little segment that we like to call What's Good, Local, and Overlooked in Wisconsin, trying to send everybody off into the weekend with a wee bit of good news. Terry, welcome back to the show. Thanks for making time.
Absolutely, Maggie. Here for you and everyone to try to, as you said, tell you something good. How about that?
Yes, indeed. So what good things do you have to share with us this afternoon?
How do you feel about a nap?
Oh, I need a nap. We just had a sleep expert on today. I think everybody should get nap time. We're all, frankly, sleep deprived. Tell me more about naps.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, 80% of adults say they've taken at least one nap in the last 3 months. I kind of don't believe that number, but hey, it's from a survey. I think it's higher than that. And of course, you probably talked about daylight saving time on Sunday. So there goes that hour that we would like to keep,
yep.
Right? But appropriately, the day after on Monday, it's that nice unofficial holiday called National Napping Day. I love this.
That's fabulous. I didn't know there was such a thing.
I talked with Dr. Stephen Gale. He is a sleep expert as well. He is from Prevea Health in Northeast Wisconsin, and he knows a lot about napping. He works with a lot of patients on napping and sleep and just trying to get your body back in some kind of a circadian rhythm. So here is what he tells me about napping.
Napping is a very interesting thing. I have a hard time separating napping from our normal sleep. When you look at the amount of sleep we get at night, ideally we shoot for about 7 to 9 hours of sleep. Many of us fall dramatically short of that, unfortunately. When that happens, you know, we build up sleep debt. We fall behind in our sleep. And naps can be a useful way to catch back up on that rejuvenating sleep. There's been some data that's shown over time, relatively short duration nap, 20, 30 minutes at most, can actually be quite beneficial in people for feeling more rested and rejuvenated to get through your day. And some studies have shown some benefits in terms of cardiovascular health long term, which is a wonderful thing for those that like to get a little afternoon siesta.
I'm all for
it. I'll take an afternoon siesta at any time.
I'm all for it. Listen, when I was lucky enough to do a little studying abroad when I was in college, the happiest people that I came across were Spaniards and Italians, and they were literally businesses 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock. They'd open back up at 6 o'clock, but they were closed in the afternoon. Everybody took a little break. I'm all for it. Very happy. Very happy people.
How have we not learned at this point? And do you know, now you sort of mentioned it, Maggie, but do you know the perfect time if you're going to take a nap? There's an ultimate time to do it. Do you know what it is?
I hope it's not between the hours of 2 and 4 p.m. because everybody needs to be listening to the Maggie Dawn Show.
I'm sorry.
It's 2 to 3. It's 2 to... Dang! Dang! 2 to 3 p.m.
Well, you know, maybe they'll lay down and put some earbuds in and listen to your soothing voice.
Yeah, but some days soothing, other days hair on fire, excited, Maggie, if I could speak about myself in the third person. That doesn't surprise me, though, the 2 to 3 p.m. slot. It's kind of when we all get the afternoon nods.
Absolutely. And again, he said 20 to 30 minutes. So I'm just going to say, enjoy that unofficial holiday on Monday and take a nap. Don't feel bad about it. And if you want to read more or you want to hear that entire interview that I did with the doctor, it's on our website right now at civicmedia.us.
I love that. Terry, I have to share with you and everybody that's listening at home or on the road. I was a litigator for many years, and it is a very, very not sleep oriented kind of job. When you're ramping up for trials, you will pull multiple all nighters. The longest I was ever awake was 50 hours, which was like, I thought I was kind of losing my mind. I say all of this to say, because I was generally working around 12 hours. That was like an average day. I would be in the office for about 12 to 13 hours. Other days, longer than that. But what ended up happening, particularly in extremely busy periods of time, where also my sleep was getting disrupted because you would think of, I should ask this witness this question on cross-exam. I better wake up and write that down. I slept with a notepad next to my bed. But what I ended up having to do was exactly what you're talking about. I had to take about a 20-minute nap on some days when I could feel that my brain was not working.
Yeah.
And I would ask one of my colleagues or one of the paralegals, someone, hey, are you going to be around? I would literally, like a child, I wouldn't even lay down. I'd just sit at my desk, put my head down on my desk, and I'd knock out. I could fall. It's like, that's how tired I was. And then folks would come in and wake me up 20 minutes later. It was a lifesaver in many regards, just to get that small little tiny brain rejuvenation break.
Well, and you heard the doctor say that even that little break, like you were taking, that can be good for your physical health, your mental health, and you don't think about how everything really does tie together. So. Mm-hmm. I'm all for it.
Yeah, I wish it was more of a part of our culture. I know, like in Japan, you can rent out space in businesses, basically sell rented space for napping in the middle of the day. It would be so, I think, helpful to our overall wellness if we accommodated this more in our workplaces. I really appreciate the story, especially as we spring forward, folks. Do not forget, set your clocks an hour ahead when you go to bed on Sunday night, and probably try to start adjusting, as these experts would tell you, a little bit before then. Maybe get up a little earlier tomorrow and Sunday morning.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, on the weekend. Boo. What else you got for us, Terry?
Well, I want to talk to you about something that I know is near and dear to our hearts and hopefully many other people as well. You know, we're doing a series of stories on the air about Wisconsin trailblazers for Women's History Month. And you just did a story about Trisha Zunker. Trisha is a current Ho-Chunk leader. She is a justice on the court there. And I love that she's from the Wausau area and the first Native American to run for Congress. But in doing this research, Maggie, here's one of my favorite stories. Tell me if you've heard about her before, because I had not. So I'm so glad I know about her now. Dickie Chappelle from Milwaukee, one of the first female war correspondents. And this was during World War II and Korea. Her editors, she worked for both Life magazine and National Geographic. They called her one of the most respected reporters of her time. She was 40 when she came back to Wisconsin to learn how to parachute. So guess why she did this? This is amazing. She, again, makes history because she's the first woman asked by the Pentagon to, now that she knows how to parachute, she's going to jump into combat with our American troops to report on it. Here's where I get bummed out, because all the amazing things she did, she ends up on an assignment in Vietnam. It's 1965. And of course, as we've heard in our history of the Vietnam War, she ended up dying when she stepped on a landmine while, again, on assignment. And again, makes history. She is the first journalist, whether male or female, to die in action. Wow. I don't care. What an inspiring story. I have goosebumps just talking about her.
Absolutely, Terry. Can you tell us more about where we can find your reporting and summaries of some of these remarkable women in Wisconsin history?
Absolutely. Listen for them on air all month long. We've got about 6 to 8 different stories of these Wisconsin women that will be rotating on all of the Civic Media radio network stations. So listen there, because it's fun to hear it that way. But you can also find a write-up, you know, just a small write-up, just to give you a flair for what these women were about and are still about, and what they bring to the history and why they've made such a difference for all of us in Wisconsin. That again on the website, civicmedia.us.
Are you doing anything special to celebrate Women's History Month personally, Terry? I always make an effort to basically get together with some of my female friends that I think in their own right and in their own ways are helping to make history. We usually do a ladies' brunch sometime in the month of March. That's my way of saying thanks and celebrating women who I often think don't get nearly enough credit for the impact that they're having.
Oh, I love that idea. I may borrow your idea and see if I can do the same. I've got some friends that without them in my life and the ways they've inspired me and so many others, and you kind of forget to say thank you for that. And I love what you're doing. Doing a brunch to celebrate sounds perfect.
Well, and it's also, I think, as women, there are so many that get overlooked that are in ways quiet leaders, quieter contributors, that are getting things done in large communities and small ones, and trying to take those moments to be together, especially the women who, I think there's so many in every community that have these massive impacts, but aren't the elected officials, right? Don't get all of the sort of high visibility praise that we need to elevate and lift up. I'll call out one right now as long as we're talking about it. Her name's Kathleen Wojcik. She is a music teacher and help leads a group of young people in a small organization called Music Makers. I was in Music Makers when I was in grade school. They've been around for that long. And Kathleen has always worked in public schools, teaching music, bringing kids from all different kinds of backgrounds together, sharing her love of music. She's a multi-instrument musician herself. And people that help to stand up where we don't see as much funding in our public schools going to music programs. So I just want to give a hat tip to my good friend, whom I've known for many years, Kathleen Wojcik.
May I do the same?
Please, Terry.
I just found out last night the first female news director I had when I worked in Green Bay many, many years ago is retiring after 30 plus years as a very fearless leader. And if you can consider, you know, back 30 years ago, there were a lot of men at the helm, and she was not afraid to take control. She also led us through the change of, we were an NBC station that became one of the first Fox affiliates, but there wasn't a national Fox. Nobody knew what this Fox thing was, but we had the Packers. So that's all anybody cared. And I'm so proud to have said that I worked with her, I worked for her, and I was excited to see that she's retiring and has all these plans already. So congratulations, Julie Beeler. You have made such a difference for so many journalists.
Well, I'd say news directors in general, even these days, overwhelmingly male, being in media for the first time as my full-time profession, it's still very male-dominated. And so to you and my senior producer, Jamie, and so many women across this industry and within our own company here at Civic Media that have helped lay the foundation for someone like me in a second phase of my career to enter the field, and the support that you and Jamie and all of the women who have come before us in media, I wouldn't be here without you. So thanks to you, Terry. You're a history maker in your own right. I appreciate you.
And same to you.
Folks, we'll be right back with some final thoughts on the week. You want to share anything? Maybe lift up a historic woman that might not get the credit that she deserves? Give us a call, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We recognize the leadership of Trisha Zunker. This history maker from the Wausau area is the first Native American woman to run for Congress.
Zunker is a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation and has served as a justice on its Supreme Court, leading the fight for health care and the rights of indigenous communities. She's also a teacher and former president of the Wausau School Board. She believes in standing up for students and teachers, promoting inclusivity and equity in education. Zunker's campaign for Congress and advocacy for our community inspires women of every background. She is a reminder for all people to pursue leadership roles to make your voices heard. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own herstory today. I'm Maggie Dawn.
Matt Nair on air.
A lot of federal employees got this fork in the road letter. You can stay, but you're not really guaranteed anything. Luann's husband is a Vietnam veteran.
I wrote a letter to President Musk. My husband put his life on the line for our country.
Wow.
You are putting my husband's life on the line right now by cutting all those programs that are keeping him alive at the VA. Please call your legislators and tell them to stand up. This is not what America is.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This ain't Texas. Alexis, and throw your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come throw some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a hey. Come take it to the floor now. Woo!
It's Friday! Woo! Finally! We got there, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Was just had my colleague and friend Terry Barr on this past segment. You can find her every Friday at 3:30 for a little segment we call What's Good, Local, and Overlooked in the State of Wisconsin. She ended by celebrating Women's History Month with a couple of people who were very meaningful to her, a historic Wisconsin woman, as well as a woman who inspired her. Folks, if you have women in your life that you know have made a big impact on your community, especially those women who may not get the credit that they deserve, might not be the ones grabbing the headlines, please let us know who they are. Share your story about the amazing women that you know in your communities at askmaggie@civicmedia.us. That's askmaggie@civicmedia.us. I am working on a special program with my senior producer, Jamie, to celebrate Women's History Month, and we would love to include some of the powerful, impactful women, again, that don't get nearly enough of the credit that they deserve. So please share stories about the women that you know in your communities, maybe in your family, women that have helped impact your life in a positive way with Jamie and I. And we will be happy to share some of those stories on a special upcoming episode of the Maggie Dawn Show to celebrate Women's History Month. Again, you can send those stories in at askmaggie@civicmedia.us. That email address again is askmaggie@civicmedia.us. Well, folks, I am pretty excited. We got more Brewers spring training coming up this weekend. That is certainly front of mind for me. We've got big Badger hockey games this weekend. Let's see. I want to share with you where you can find those games. This afternoon, Friday, March 7th, we've got Wisconsin playing Ohio State. That's a 5:30 p.m. start. You can find that game on Civic Media's very own WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. And don't worry, if you don't live in the Wisconsin Rapids area, all you need to do is go download the Civic Media app, and you can click WFHR and listen to the Badgers hockey game
off of the app. I know I have it. I take it everywhere I go, and often will use the app to ensure that I've got crystal clear civic media available to me, whatever I might be doing. And this Saturday, March 8th, we've got the Brewers at the Los Angeles Angels spring training. This is a 2 p.m. broadcast start. We've got it on WRCA in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WBZH in Hayward. This is our newest Civic Media Brewers affiliate. I think we've now have maybe six of them total. I'm so excited. I love watching the baseball. It is my way to relax in the spring. I know the warm weather is coming when I can see the baseball games on the television. Thank goodness. And if that wasn't enough sports coverage for you sports fans out there, on Saturday, we also have men's basketball. Wisconsin playing one of our arch nemesis, Penn State. That's an 11 a.m. broadcast start. WLAK in Amory's got it. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids. RJN in Racine and Kenosha and RC in Richland Center. Wanted to end with a very short story about Penn State. I played at Penn State in the national championship rugby game that we won back when I was in college at Marquette. And I got to see Penn State rugby facilities. Now, keep in mind, we were selling brownies so that everyone on our squad could afford their plane tickets to get to the national championship. I was like Dorothy arriving in Oz when I got to Penn State and saw their rugby facilities. First of all, they had like a training room, beautiful locker rooms, specifically for their women's rugby team. They had a separate men's rugby locker room facility. I, again, thought I was in stinking Oz. It was so beautiful. And an actual rugby stadium. Turns out, as we were selling brownies to make plane ticket money to get to the national championship, Penn State was sitting on a rugby endowment for their program. Wow. Talk about being green with envy. That was certainly me, but we had made it there. And as a testament to facilities not equaling the quality of the program or outcomes, again, we were able to squeak out that national championship an embarrassing number of years ago. It was in 1997. Please do not age me on the air. I'll go ahead and do it. 48 years old. That was such a fun time. Beautiful facility at Penn State. But the best part about it was that the Penn State women's rugby team might have hosted us for a little gathering after our games that weekend in their, it was like a mansion of a house that these women lived in. And here's the funny part, folks. I'll share this little bit of the story with you as we head off into the weekend. There was a men's fraternity across the street, and they had a sorority date party. So very, very fancy, very nicely attired folks. Well, happy to report that the men at the fraternity party left said party to come hang out with all of the amazing rugby women from the Penn State women team and the Marquette women's team. We were a lot more fun. Many of us, I'd like to say, pretty good looking, too, even in our rugby kits. We're going to leave it there, folks. I hope you have a beautiful weekend. You've been listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. Dom Salvi is up next. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together. Don't be a, come take it to the flow now, ooh. Take it to the flow now, ooh. Oops, Spurs. Oops. To the flow now, ooh. Take it to the flow now, ooh. And I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Baby, pour that sugar and liquor on me too. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsin actor Dan Davies. And then we talk a little fantasy baseball with WGBW's own Peter Van Doren. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. An execution is carried out by a firing squad at a South Carolina prison. CBS's Michael Wallace.
67-year-old Brad Sigmund killed his ex-girlfriend's parents with a baseball bat. He chose to die by firing squad. He was strapped into a chair with a target placed over his heart and a hood over his head. Three volunteers 15 feet from him fired rifles. Reporter Anna Dobbins witnessed the execution.
I did see a splash of blood when the bullets entered his body. It was not a huge amount.
Sigmund's execution was the first by firing squad in the U.S. in 15 years and the first ever in South Carolina. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
President Trump notes that Russia launched a massive air and drone attack on Ukraine early today and says he sent a message to Russia that it was not acceptable. The BBC's James Waterhouse in Kyiv.
As for Russia, well, despite Donald Trump threatening Moscow with